Hello, once again, it's time for the O Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube so you get notified when new episodes go live. And subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app. Today, I have a question for you, my friends. And please sound off on the comments. This is one of those where I think it'll spark some interesting conversation. What makes a professional wrestler great? The intangibles I'm asking about. What little things do certain professional wrestlers do that make them stand out above the rest, right? I was compiling images for my last episode, the SummerSlam reaction one, and I found a picture of Rhea Ripley versus Liv Morgan. Liv had Rhea in some hold, I think it was an arm hold, and Rhea is, you know, writhing in pain. Her face is like contorted, she's screaming. And the first thing I thought was, damn, Rhea Ripley is amazing. Rhea Ripley is one of those talents that I feel like you can't pinpoint exactly why she's incredible, because she does so many of the little things right that the entire package becomes perfect, right? I feel like if you were to sit down with Rhea Ripley and ask her, if you're a fan or whatever, to say, why are you so, or how are you so good at professional wrestling at such, you know, a young age? She's crazy young. I'm sure she's in her early 20s or something, or mid 20s. And her response is probably, you know, I'm a fan. I train really hard. You know, the normal stuff. But everyone trains really hard. You can't be in WWE if you don't train hard. I can't say everyone has always been a fan, but a lot of them have been fans of professional wrestling. They're all doing sort of the same thing, tweaked to their gimmick, obviously. But some professional wrestlers just do something that bit, something extra. They have that thing. Gunther is another one. Gunther and Rhea Ripley, I think, are perfect examples of professional wrestlers that just have that it factor, that thing. They do the thing that you're like, I don't see anyone else doing this, right? Gunther doesn't strike me as a guy who's doing the most, right? He's actually the polar opposite of Rhea Ripley and still has that it factor. Gunther is very reserved. He almost feels like a protege of William Regal or something, like that character. He has that presence, that stance. His in-ring ability is incredible. But his promo and his stature, everything about his character just works for that character. But it's always the little things in his matches, or the way he stands, or the way he addresses people, or the company he keeps. Like, everything works for his character to build him up to now being this world heavyweight champion, world beater. And there's something about his character where you say, I don't ever want him to lose that belt. He carries it so well. Everything he does is engaging. It's there's something about his character, just the way he moves and the way he handles himself, where you're just like, that dude's it. And on the opposite end of the spectrum, the complete opposite, is Rhea Ripley, who you can only describe as doing the most at all times. When you position Rhea Ripley as a professional wrestler who is a world beater, she's dominant. She can't be pushed around. She, you know, the whole locker room is afraid of her. She's, you know, she's a world beater as well. And then you put her in the ring with Liv Morgan, who is a very small, it's a much smaller, just in stature, person. And you have Rhea sell for Liv. She'll sell as though Liv is the biggest woman on the planet. She'll sell as if every move Liv does to her is, you know, gonna break a limb. When Liv kicks out of a pinfall, the faces and the expression and emotion that Rhea Ripley puts out is so much. And then just for her character to have like the makeup and stuff to emphasize a lot of that stuff. There's the picture I was looking at that I mentioned earlier. She looked like a clown in pain. And that's not a dig. Like, she had the black makeup, and it had, you know, when you see a clown frown and like their lips are very defined, so you know that they're frowning. Her lips and her eyes are just cast in black makeup, and it shows every bit of emotion. She does the most with her face and her mannerisms, and she sells like she's in a silent film, or she sells like she has a mask on and she has to really articulate. She's like a Power Ranger, right? Power Rangers, you can't see their face. So to emote, they have to do a lot of weird hand stuff to show that they're, you know, ready to fight. Or when they get hit, they'll fly backwards and sprawl out. That's Rhea Ripley. That's all she ever does. And when you contrast Rhea and Gunther, they're very different wrestlers, yet both at the top of their game, and both I would classify as excellent entertainers and professional wrestlers. And they just have that thing that others don't. The same way you go to LA Knight, where out of nowhere, this, you know, he went from being that Dupree guy to being LA Knight once again, and coming out of that angle with Bray Wyatt, where you thought, man, that angle's not going to work with this new guy. And he took it and he ran with it, and he cut his promos, and his presence and just his cadence got the fans hooked. And now he's US champ. Like, there are just certain people who have that thing. Some professional wrestlers have very obvious things. Like, The Rock was very obviously an entertainer. Like, the man, when he cut a promo, it wasn't even something you could say, I don't understand why The Rock is popular. I do. Like, the way he cuts his promo, the way he carries himself, there was no little thing that Rock was doing extra that was like, oh, did you notice Rock did that? He did the most at all times, and it worked. And then there's someone like, I don't know, I'm trying to pick a name who just was incredible. A Chad Gable. No, a Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's a better example. Even though I'm talking about like when he first started. You didn't know why Kurt Angle was so good, but that man was incredible. and he was incredible to watch in the ring, and everything he did meant something for the match. Whenever he pulled the straps off his shoulders, things were about to get real. Whenever he locked in the ankle lock and he started screaming, that scream meant the match is about to end. When he would lock in that ankle lock and notice it wasn't working and do that dive, like he would drop to his back and wrap his legs around the guy, it was over for real. He would sell like a maniac. Like, there was just little intricacies in his character that made him great. I don't know. What do you think are some little things that your favorite professional wrestler did that makes them stand out in the sea of professional wrestlers, right? Because Baron Corbin is a professional wrestler who's really good at wrestling and really good at, you know, every little aspect, but he doesn't have that thing that's pushing him over the top. You can say that for so many people in the roster, where they're incredible talent, but they're missing something that helps them stand out from everyone else. But there are just certain people, like a Chad Gable nowadays, or like I said, a Rhea Ripley or a Gunther or a Kaiser or a Bronson Reed or whatever, where they do a certain thing that just elevates them a little bit more, where you want to watch them. Roman found his, Cody found his, but they're just intangibles in professional wrestling that I'm like, man, that professional wrestler is incredible and I want to keep watching them. Who's your favorite professional wrestler, and what little thing do they do that puts them over in your mind as one of the greatest? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. This has been another episode of the O Wrestling Podcast. I appreciate you, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.